Ralphie Radio Show. Been a little over a month since we had psychic Jack Mitchell on the RRS. He is our psychic here at the Ralphie Radio Show, and the future lies within his cards. If you remember the last time psychic Jack was on, we asked him three different questions. If Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were for real, turns out they are. We asked him if Lauryn Hill was going to jail over these tax charges. Turns out more than likely she is. And then we asked him if Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa would stay married. There were talks that they were back on the rocks again. He said they would. Turns out they did. So a perfect 3 for 3, psychic Jack. Not too bad.
Yes, I forgot. How about that? I guess I really am a psychic.
Agreed, as if you needed my confirmation. But hey, all good, buddy. Let's move to the issues at hand today. We'll ask you again 3 different topics. We'll see what the cards have in store for these people. We'll start off with Miss Call Me Maybe herself, Carly Rae Jepsen, announcing yesterday that her U.S. debut album Kiss will drop in mid-September. How will Kiss fare with Americans, Psychic Jack?
Well, let me just tell you, according to the cards, this is going to be a phenomenal output for her. It's going to be very, very lucrative. There's news coming that's a little unexpected, and she can parlay this into an awful lot more than she wants to. But you know what? I have a funny feeling that Carly Rae Jepsen may turn into a fad. But you know what? Just like this first song, it was really, really great. And then after you hear it for the first 250,000 times, you don't want to hear it again.
Excellent point, Psychic Jack. I don't think you need to be a psychic to know that, but excellent point nonetheless. Psychic Jack Mitchell is here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Let's move to story number 2, Psychic Jack. Katy Perry and John Mayer, the latest romance. It's Katy Perry's first serious relationship since her divorce from Russell Brand. Are Katy Perry and John Mayer for real, Psychic Jack?
It's saying that John Mayer has very, very good intentions towards her, and he's extremely good-hearted where she's concerned. There is a change of mind or change of attitude coming, and it seems that as though it happens on her point. It says that she can become estranged to him by a distance, and that will cause some problems with their relationship. But he's extremely good-hearted about it and will work with her in any way possible.
Well, John Mayer is preaching to anyone who will listen that he's a changed man. Maybe he actually is. Wrapping up with Psychic Jack Mitchell here on the Ralphie Radio Show, our third and final topic that we'll cover, the MTV Video Music Awards announced today that Kevin Hart, comedian extraordinaire, will host the big show set to air September 6th from Los Angeles. Uh-huh. Will Kevin Hart be a huge success or a huge flop, Psychic Jack?
Well, the offer of the opportunity is there for him to be a huge success. The cards say for him not to worry in the least bit. They can see where things are going, and they did not pick a failure this time. It could very, very easily bottom out at the last minute, but it's not going to. They placed their bet on this, and they're going to win.
If you remember last year, the VMAs were hostless, but there were some skits in between, kind of like some of the breaks in action that featured Kevin Hart, and they did go over very well, and now he's hosting the VMAs, and I agree, I think it will be very good again, September 6th from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The future is within his cards. We'll link you up to his Facebook page too on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Psychic Jack Mitchell, thank you very much.
Thank you.